Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse, with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Lady Gang Quickie. I'm Becca Tobin with Jack Vanek and Kelty Knight.
Ooh, you said my name first.
I know, because I was thinking about it, and we go by nicknames. Kelty does not.
What do you mean?
Like, we don't go by our...
Oh, our full name.
Full names. But Kelty. Kelty is your legal name.
Wait, what's...
Rebecca is my legal name, Jacqueline.
Oh, you're right.
And I was going to say Quickie, like our name.
Oh.
But people say Kelts.
Yeah, but you're like...
Or T.
Your professional name is Kelty.
That's
and
true.
People call you Kelty.
I'd like you to redo the intro and use our proper English names.
Okay. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady Gang Quickie. That's short for quickly. Is it? I don't even know.
No.
I am Rebecca Tobin. Jacqueline Vanek and Kelty. Wait, your maiden name?
Oh, I have too many.
Well, no,
you're let the internet
your
know
maiden
that,
name though. Like your.
Well, I was Colleen before. We don't want everyone to know my ex-husband's ex.
No, your maiden
wait, that's
name
his?
Is your fa- is would be
but then
your
I don't
parents.
Want, I don't want
name.
Them to know my family.
Okay, just okay, Google
well,
it, you guys.
Don't Google me.
I mean, like literally, yeah, you could Google you
no,
in a
don't.
Second and
don't,
find
don't,
it.
Don't
I think
that.
I know it, but I'm not going to blow up your spot.
Don't blow up my spot.
Okay,
Callie's eating
you
the table.
You want to remain anonymous.
Well, I want to protect my
she
family.
She wants to be famous but anonymous, too.
Yeah.
I don't want people to start, like...
You can't have both Angelina.
I don't want the paparazzi to start, like, sitting outside my mom's yoga studio like Meghan Markle's mom.
Yeah. Okay.
My mom would love it. She would, like, literally bring out the photo albums and be like, here she is, naked!
Here's her awkward face!
Oh, my God. Do we have a quote today?
Yes, we sure do.
Let's get inspirational.
Okay. I've decided... I am going to do lady quotes from now on.
What does that even mean?
Like, from ladies.
Oh, okay.
I feel like not there's be... been a lot of ladies.
I'm sure they I have st- been. We obviously roll towards that topic. Mm-hmm.
But some of them are also just, like, random quotes you don't know where they came from.
Right, from Pinterest. But this time I researched it.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. So this is Oprah. We're going to start strong with Oprah.
Nice, nice, nice.
Okay. When people treat you like they don't care, believe them.
Oh, ooh. Yeah.
Wait, whoa. I love that.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Holy shit.
Everybody should write that down next time some guy ghosts them.
There's been many little versions of it, of like when people show you who they are, believe them.
Yeah.
But what is it about
but,
us
okay.
that like, no matter what, we can't make an excuse for someone?
I know, but here's
the thing.
You acted
like such a dick, but it's just because they had a hard week at work or their mom left when
no.
they were a kid.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I was with one of my good guy friends last night who's been dating this girl and... She, you know, like, she's the one that's sort of pulling, not pulling away, but she's like, I can't have something serious. I don't want to be monogamous. I want to have,
yeah,
like,
no,
whatever.
Pumping the brakes.
Yeah, good for her. But he's like, I just really like her, and I don't want her to, like, I don't want to lose her, and blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, you need to act like you don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sometimes there is a game.
Also, I kind of like that because it's usually the guy doing it, so it's a nice change
it's
of pace
nice.
For a guy to be like, oh,
I was
wait,
coaching
what?
Him.
Huh?
Yeah, I was coaching him like I would, like, a girlfriend. I was like, look at these texts. You've sent her, like, 3 WhatsApps, and she sent you one for every 3. Like, that's not a good ratio.
Yeah, there's way too much blue to white
so,
happening.
He does care, so sometimes there is an exception to the rule.
I do love that
you
quote.
You just Rebecca Tobin'd this inspirational quote.
I'm sorry. I am the daughter of 2 attorneys. I really know how to lawyer my way out of anything.
Right?
Bring
it back
inspirational
down.
Quote. I can rationalize.
But
anything.
See, I really like these inspirational quotes that are like more... realistic
yeah, yeah.
and
thank
not
you.
Just like bullshitty
follow
in the clouds
dreams.
Yeah it's it's like wait when Chase. Somebody hates you believe them
it's kind of true.
True
I find that with anything other than we can say that's true for anything other than like dating
what
although
wait no it is wait, I think it's so true with dating.
I don't know, I sort of acted like I didn't care when
but yeah
but you're also
but that's
Becca,
playing games.
So we should redo this.
Sorry.
When people treat you like they don't care or in parentheses, they're Becca Tobin. Believe them.
It's true. I saw something the other day on Instagram that's like, if I don't roast you, we're not really friends. Or like, I don't care about you.
Yeah. No, it's so true.
I never make fun of people that I dislike.
No.
Never. I just act like they're not even there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You ignore them.
I ignore them.
But if you're an asshole, like, we're assholes to each other
because
we like
each other.
We love each
yeah.
other. Aww. Okay. When we come back, I have the funnest speed round game for us today on the Quickie.
Don't shake it too hard. What's in the Lady Gang box?
What's in the box?
Oh, wait, are we going to do the Grateful Circle?
Oh, yeah, what was it?
I guess we won't. We'll do it the next time. Do it. Okay, we're back.
It's polarizing, the gratitude.
No, I know. The gratitude circle is so polarizing, but I feel like...
Most people like it.
We got a lot of good... Well, there was some girl that said she hated it in the Facebook group, and then all of the responses were very positive towards it. So.
Yeah, so it's like the ratio is like...
Though it's hard to think of everything or something each week.
I did find something today on social media that I felt like could have been really...
Really?
Well, relevant.
We can always do it the next
week. We can always do it the next week.
Let me hold it.
It's okay. Hold on.
Okay.
All right. So I was reading Marie Claire magazine.
Whoa.
You actually have a page ripped out of a magazine.
Yes.
I haven't seen that done in years.
I know.
Didn't even know magazines existed.
I have all the magazines. So they have this thing called the back page where they interview a star and they have like the greatest questions.
Ooh.
And I thought we would do the back page as a speed round.
Great.
Okay. Oh, so these are all questions and each one of us is going to answer them.
Okay.
And there's 24 of them.
All right.
Godspeed us. Okay. Number one, if I weren't an entertainer, and Jack, now you're going to be considered an entertainer because you're going to be on a television show. You're not going to be a business
person.
I'm
in the entertainment world now. Why?
If I weren't an entertainer, I'd be...
A stripper. That's an entertainer. Yeah. I was born to entertain. I'm sorry. What can I say? I don't know.
That's hard. Like realistically?
Realistically. No, in your fake alt universe.
I was like a week away from being a yoga certified teacher.
Right.
So yoga teacher.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Callie just pogo stepped.
Holy shit.
That was a pogo step.
I can't believe she could jump that high. She needs to start doing
She's
track.
Like a Jack Russell.
Okay. That was crazy.
Jack.
If I wasn't doing what I was doing now, I probably would still be probably practicing photography.
Okay.
Probably wouldn't be making any money off of it. But
I would definitely be working at a zoo or like animals. Because I had a really high score in biology in school.
Mm. Oh, high score.
Like high score in
like
grades.
A good grade.
Yeah. Like, okay, so in Canada.
Or like a high score on your SATs.
Well, in Canada, we don't have SATs. So in Canada, what you have is your senior year, your final year of the 30 level courses, which is like your third year, whatever. 50% of your grade comes from your schoolwork, and then 50% of your grade comes from this thing called a diploma exam.
Uh-huh.
So it's like very important. And out of like 200 questions, I only got two things wrong on the diploma exam.
That's actually very
So then I ended up with like a 99% in biology.
Do you guys remember your SAT scores? You didn't take them.
Yes, I did.
Her.
Oh God, what was mine? I think I got like a 1350 or
That's
something.
That's a really good score.
I did better on my ACTs too.
ACT.
ACTs were like... They were more non-standardized. Like, you'd write out, like, paragraph answers. Where, like, SATs, you had to, like, it was multiple choice. You had to study the SAT to get a good...
So, on the ACT, you were like, you are the words you speak, the music you listen to, vibes you feel. You got to, like, poet.
Yeah,
you haikued your way to a good
mark. You bullshit your way through.
Cool. Wow.
But they also have them in, like, science, and that's hard.
Okay, well, we're behind schedule already. Next question.
We're only going to get through, like, 10 of these, you know.
Best career advice I've gotten.
Ooh. Oh. I got it from Naya Rivera when I got to Glee. She's like, be on time and know your lines. That's it.
Simple
but here's the thing.
And easy.
When you're like working on a show like that, that is how you save your ass.
Yeah.
You are on time and you know
your
shit.
Yeah.
It's just about the work. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think some of the best advice I ever got was my mentor that I had like through Jack Vanek. He was always like, take baby steps and don't overstep your bounds, because that's all I did in the beginning of starting my clothing line is like, how fast can I expand? How big can I expand?
Did you shoot for the moon?
I shot for the moon and I landed in the gutter.
shoot for like
a foot above your head and then for another foot above that after you get to that foot.
Shoot for a foothill, then climb a mountain. I love that.
Literally.
The best career advice I ever got was from our lawyer, Carolyn Conrad, and she told me to put on my blinders. She was like, don't watch what everyone else is doing. Just put on your blinders. Yeah. Worry about you. It's hard sometimes.
It's very hard, though.
Okay. The three qualities that got me where I am today.
Oh, God.
Jack?
We already did this question with Jonathan.
You know what? I'm going to bring something up right now. I got to bring this up.
What?
Jack is like a... encyclopedia of lady gang. Like, I feel like at least once an episode she's like, I've already talked about this on the podcast, or you talked about this on the podcast, or it'd be like, we've talked about this before on the podcast.
At least she remembers. I'm senile. I don't even know.
I honestly don't have a good memory. I don't know how I know these things.
2 weeks ago you asked a very similar question on the Jonathan Van Ness
podcast. January 24th at 5:52.
People are not going to remember, and there's only so many things I can ask you that aren't like, what crimes have you committed? You know what I mean? So just like, what are the three qualities that got you where you are today?
A bunch of hall monitors, and I like that.
Honestly, I'm so anal. You're a little bit of a hall monitor.
I don't care. I just don't want to bore our listeners by saying the same story five times.
I don't think you're going to, number one. If you're
Becca
flattering
and I
yourself
can't remember.
Thinking that people remember anything we say.
You know, they're just putting this on and not listening just, while they're doing their work.
Just last week, I literally listened to the podcast on my way into work, and Elena was writing the newsletter, and she's like, what was your good weeks of bad weeks this week?
Sure.
And I was like, and I literally listened to it 10 minutes ago. Like, I guarantee
it goes in
one
ear and out the other. It's not like we're talking about anything riveting.
Yeah. So, Jack, what are the three qualities that got you where you are?
Ask Becca first, because I need to redo the ones that I said as Jonathan.
Oh my god!
I'm competitive.
Yep.
I'm really just competitive. I just really don't like losing.
Competitive. What's a synonym for competitive?
No, I realized the other day that the reason I am where I am, which is not very far, but just here where I stand, where I sit in this sad studio, is because I was told in high school that, like, I really wasn't going to be successful.
Yeah.
Like the director of the performing arts program, Pebblebrook High School, you know who you are, asshole. And he, like, would sit us down and be like, and there was, like, another girl who was super talented, and he'd be like, you guys aren't, like, let's call her Susie. He'd be like, you're just all jealous
What's
of Susie.
What's Susie doing now?
I can't say it because people will know who I'm talking
to. Wait, did she make it?
She didn't make it.
Oh.
Okay. Anyways, Susie was like, you know, Susie's great. She was a friend of mine. And he, like, sat there and he's like, you're all jealous of Susie. She's going to make it. She's beautiful and talented. Like, what are you?
Ew.
He was
what
a real...
What are you?
Oh, yeah. He's a huge asshole.
He'd get fired for saying that now.
He did get fired. Actually, that's a whole nother story for podcast for a later time. Because my parents had something to do with him getting fired.
Ooh.
They're attorneys, so they don't like to see things that are unjust.
Yeah.
And it was not just for me. It was for everybody. The only thing I ever got away with that I probably shouldn't have gotten away with...
was peeing in the purse.
No. Nope. That was warranted. They also didn't know about it. Was my speeding ticket. Uh-huh. I should have had my license taken away. My mom had a friend. And I'm really sorry. I still feel bad about it. I stuffed envelopes for a charity thing. I did my community service. But, no, my parents didn't get me out of things, but, like, they're like, this is a fucked up system and we're going to do something
about
it.
I like that. Yeah.
Thank you.
They're just being good, solid, honest citizens.
Citizens.
So, Jack, what do you think the three qualities that got you where you are today
are? I got enough time to think about it.
What if they don't match up with the ones you said in Jonathan's
They
episode?
Don't, because okay. I was caught off guard on that. Okay, I'm going to say resilience.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurship.
Entrepreneurial.
Vibes.
It's an adjective, you guys.
You can always add vibes after
you
everything.
Can be entrepreneurial-ness.
Because it has to be like an adverb.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what I mean?
All right.
Or whatever
can
it is.
Say that.
Okay.
That's fine.
Resilience, entrepreneurship, and...
it would be okay. What? Sorry.
Ness. Entrepreneurial-ness?
Sure.
Okay. Entrepreneuriality.
Oh my God. I hate you. I hate us.
And
turn this off, you guys. Don't support us.
What was the third one? No, I forgot.
Callie.
Jesus.
Callie.
Okay, cool. So mine are...
I'm going to remember.
I'm able to deal with rejection.
That'd be resilience.
Resilience, determination, and I have fearlessness. I don't think about failing because I fail all the time. So you just
it's
like
just like
go.
Life.
Okay, next question. The moment I felt like I made it.
Oh, I would say maybe when we got our TV show is quite a moment.
Oh, my God, Jack. So emotional.
And now I'm in the entertainment
industry.
Well,
I've made it in so many places in my life. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah. So many.
It's hard being successful.
There's been so many times that I've made it.
Actually, it's crazy. But I'd say the moment, like my first moment of being like, I've made it was when I got the call that I got the Broadway
Hallmark
show.
Movie.
That was actually
the Broadway show
that was like when I like called my parents and I was like screaming at the top of my lungs.
I love it.
Yeah,
I think
and
mine was
it's been downhill from there.
Yeah.
I think mine is when I was in my childhood bedroom.
What?
And
you made it when
yeah,
you were a
well,
kid
no
or
I
you're
had
back
come
home?
I had come home for the summer.
Oh, okay, got it.
And I got the call that I was going to be a Rockette. Mm. And, like, that's the last... Everything else, there's been exciting things that happen. You got the show, you got the contract, you got whatever. Like, those things are all exciting, but there was this moment where I really didn't think I could do it. And then they call you and they're like, hello, it's Kathleen from Radio City Music Hall. And you're like, what the fuck? And then they're like, we'd like to enjoy and welcome you to be a part of the Radio City Rockettes. And then like I ran out of the living room and I was like, I'm going to be a rocket.
You were at home?
I was at home in Canada.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
That's
so I got to like share it with my mom. And like, you're just like, how could they pick me? Because I had auditioned like 3 times. This was my fourth time auditioning, fourth year in a row auditioning in.
I think that there's also something to be said about this kind of stuff happening when you're younger. You just feel so much more when you're younger,
like,
and your
options are endless,
positive. Yeah, and you think you can achieve anything. You're like, this is just the start of things just going uphill.
You know, it's so funny because when we got the TV show, we're like, okay, you know, we're like,
oh my gosh,
we're like, yeah, we got the TV show, and they're like, we're like, this can't fuck up the podcast, man, because we're gonna get canceled eventually, and we just like want to be able to keep the podcast going. Like that
no,
was like, one of our
just
first
worrying
thoughts.
About what else we had to figure out. Now
it's true, it's true.
It's so
everybody
nasty.
Keeps asking me, like, I went to a birthday party last night with like a ton of the Glee people, and everybody's like, congratulations. I'm like,
huh?
What? On what? And they're like, isn't the Lady Gang going to be a show? Oh, God. Is it a rumor? Is it not true? Because my reaction was so like, what are you talking about? And I'm just, and everyone's like, are you not like excited? I was like, no, this is actually the most terrifying thing ever. Ever.
It still doesn't feel real.
It doesn't feel real at all. As we go through the motions, I'm like,
I'm sure I'm going to say something to fuck it up. So,
yeah. Like, I'm positive that they're going to call us in September and be like, we saw the show and we hate it. And like, we're going to pay you out, but we're never going to air it. And we'll just be like, fine, vacation.
Do we have to get paid out if they don't air all of them?
But we're not going to talk about this in the podcast. I don't know how it works.
Anyway, so should
you
we go
would
through
talk
our
about
contracts
this.
Right now?
Yeah, let's read exactly what we signed on to.
People are curious.
Let's start with our social security numbers.
Okay, next question. Easiest career decision I've ever made.
Ooh, I don't really make decisions for myself. I basically go into rooms and beg people to give me opportunities. I don't really pick and choose. You know what I mean? I don't cherry pick.
You decided to do the podcast.
The podcast.
I feel like that was a good decision.
Yeah,
on all
that
of
was
hearts.
A pretty easy decision. And it's been a pretty easy ride.
Yeah, I would say the same.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mine was when they offered me the job at ET.
Okay, thanks.
Cool. All of hers are like, and mine.
Because she's seen these questions and has thought about them.
Yeah, she always gets to like pre.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what?
You wonder why all her answers
Elena,
are so good.
I'm so glad you brought this up. For the next 2.5 years, I think that Jack and Becca should prepare every single episode of the Lady Gang podcast. They can spend their entire plane ride. Every time you go to Atlanta, you can spend your entire plane ride writing rundowns and intros
I can't be
and
the
researching
face and the
people.
Brain of this show, okay?
Shut the fuck up.
You know what? You can look up inspirational quotes and sit on
I
Pinterest
can't be
for
the
an
beauty
hour.
And the beast. You know what I mean? Yeah.
The beauty and the brains.
That they were like, oh yeah, when we got the show. Oh yeah, when we got this. And you were like, oh yeah, when I became a rocket. Oh yeah, when I.
Well, maybe my life's been a little better than theirs. If this is if the Lady Gang TV shows your highlight, you
there.
Need to aim higher, baby.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Worst pitbull.
As if she would let us produce shows. Continue. I'm sorry.
I know. What if we're like, okay.
You know what? For you guys. But yes, I understand. There's too many chefs.
We stay in our lanes.
No, too many cooks in the kitchen.
I have to
we
be
do
the
what
face.
We're good at.
And the beauty and the style and the Instagram.
I have to carry this show on my back.
Yeah, I understand.
It's Becca's world. We're just living in it.
Oh, God, you guys.
Everybody.
Okay, worst pitfall of the job.
Pitfall?
Pitfall. Yeah.
Pitbull. Of which
worst,
job?
Worst pitbull song of the job?
All of them.
What's the
Dale? What?
Dale.
What?
Timber going down.
I like that
down.
Song.
Going timber.
You didn't like it?
No.
It didn't make sense.
Kesha is not my jam.
I love Kesha's new stuff, but I did not like her during the short era.
I like her vibe.
Was that a Kesha song or a Tim?
It was both. It was a collab. You should know this. Music speaks when words fail, Jack.
I said that in a Hallmark movie once.
What?
Music speaks when words
fail. Well, it's when words fail, music speaks is the correct.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Jack made a t-shirt of that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Worst pitfall of the job.
Of which job?
Of your job.
The Lady Gang job?
Well, whatever job. I don't know. I didn't write these questions. MarieClaire.com.
I'm going to say the rejection for sure.
For
acting, not Lady Gang. I would never be rejected. I can't be rejected by my own job.
We reject ourselves on a daily basis just internally. Yeah. So nobody else needs to reject me. I think mine would be the risk of owning a business. The payoff is so great if you are successful, but You have nothing guaranteed. You have no stability, no safety, no insurance, nothing. So that's the anxiety of that, of crashing and burning.
I think mine is when I won an Emmy.
Just kidding.
For me, the body dysmorphia.
Same.
And like, cool. I wouldn't even call it body dysmorphia. I'd call it self dysmorphia. Like, I recently in our Facebook group, someone had posted a photo of where they were a dancer back in the day and they had taken class for me at a convention.
Yeah.
And I literally can remember being at that class, that convention. It was during Bang Kelty, and I felt so ugly and gross and untalented, because the reason you're teaching at a convention is because you don't have a dance job.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a side hustle that, like, secret is when they're like, oh, Mia Michaels can come teach you class. Well, that's because she's not working right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so I remember feeling, like, pathetic. And then I looked at the picture. I was like, God damn it. 25-year-old me was so beautiful. Like, skin taut. Like, wasn't trying that hard. Like, just, like, you know?
Yeah.
And I think what's hard about being on TV and being in the – is that you're constantly inundated with these negative thoughts about yourself that – you can never enjoy it in the moment.
Yeah.
And you can only enjoy it 10 years later when you look back and you're like, wow, it was like so cute, you know?
Tell you something. I'm going to help you right now. Okay. I was going to save it for a good week. But everyone needs to get on Instagram and follow Celeb Faces.
Well, I've already talked about this. Back on the podcast.
Celeb Face. You talked about Celeb Face.
She did. Because
this is
it,
one of my good weeks.
Isn't it the close-ups of like celebrities, like pictures on the carpet?
And like, they compare the Getty Images version with like
with the Photoshop one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that cured me.
Yeah, it's amazing. Because you're like, even the supermodels are making themselves skinnier.
Yeah,
like, it's
you
so
know
weird.
Sandra Ambrosia's like putting her waist. To make
it's fucking great. Well, okay, so
but they look weird. Some of those, like that, they do, weird. And I'm like,
well, because it's like you're already a twig. You don't need to make yourself like half of a twig.
Agree, girl. I agree. Okay, next question. Change I'd like to see in my industry.
I just entered this industry.
She's like more crop tops.
Oh, hell yeah!
I know mine just because this was coming. I think that there's a lot of people that fail their way to the top.
How so?
Because they're like, they don't really work hard and they take credit for other people's work and they're kind of good in the room. You know, there's like been so many people that are just like master manipulators that don't actually, their work isn't that great. And
they con their way to the top.
Con your way to the top. And I hate that.
Yeah. I think the thing with like, I think it's with any industry, but especially with entertainment, I think that the nepotism is really intense in Hollywood, and I think that a lot of people are working, and even if you don't know exactly how connected they are, like, if you know, there's Kate Hudson, who's Goldie Hawn is her mother, and like that's a very obvious connection, and granted she's super talented, but there's this whole slew of people who are like the children of mega agents at CAA, the children of mega producers. Like, there's actresses out there that we're watching in big movie theaters whose parents like literally funded their entire beginning of their career, like all three of their first movies. Like, it's like when I went into the room and they didn't even turn the video camera on for me to audition. It's because there was already four offers out to girls who didn't even have to audition they know the right people. But that's any industry, and I think you can't get away from it, and I think that like the cream will rise to the top. But it is really, it's tough, like, just being at the place where you're like, my parents from Marietta, Georgia are really not going to help me too much in this situation.
Yeah, it's unfair.
Even though they fucking should.
More crop tops, baby.
And more crop tops, always.
Okay, well, Elena, is it time to wrap this up, or what are you thinking? You want to write me a note in hieroglyphics? I love you so much, Elena.
She quit.
I knew she was quitting.
I know.
I love you so much. Okay, wait. Are we going to do it? The wrap up?
No, I forget what it is again.
We weren't here for a long time.
We're here for a good time. Bye.
That escalated quickly.
Thanks for joining us on Lady Gang Quickie. Check out new episodes of Lady Gang every Tuesday and more quickies every Thursday on podcast1.com, the Podcast One app, and Apple Podcasts.